With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Aiming to save trillions of dollars, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin is declaring war on regulatory red tape.
Today, the Green New scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success.
Zeldin taking to X to spread the word.
Wednesday, he announced nearly three dozen actions he says will spur the U.S. economy by rolling back rules that have unfairly burdened industry. Many would affect landmark environmental regulations aimed at protecting clean air and water. They include rules on pollution from coal-fired power plants, climate change, and electric vehicles. Zeldin says the actions will eliminate trillions of dollars in regulatory costs and what he calls hidden taxes on families, reducing prices for buying a car, heating your home, and operating a business. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Democrats may shut down the government tomorrow night.
A continuing resolution has passed in the House, but
Republicans do not have the votes in the Senate to invoke cloture on the House CR.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and others in the party say the bill had no input from Democrats. Texas Republican John Cornyn says Democrats talk a good game.
So I find it interesting that so many of them in the House cast a vote that would put thousands, even hundreds of thousands of federal workers out of work, which is what results when the government shuts down.
The shutdown deadline is midnight tomorrow. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Kremlin says a proposed 30-day ceasefire in the Ukraine war would help Kiev by giving its military a break. However, Russian President Putin has yet to announce his decision on the proposed truce. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 79 points. NASDAQ futures off 91. This is SRN News. The Navy is out of the abortion business.
Female sailors and Marines will no longer be given leave or travel expenses to help them terminate a pregnancy. The Navy is getting in line with new pro-life directives from President Trump. While dropping support for abortion, the service will help women seeking in vitro fertilization and other fertility treatments. Mr. Trump vowed to get the federal government out of the abortion business when he was campaigning, and now he's doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Helsinki has held its first service in Finland, created mostly by artificial intelligence. The congregation watching a dialogue between Christ and Satan play out on a large screen in the sanctuary. Also addressing the flock during the evening service, avatars of the church's pastors and a former president of Finland who died in 1986. The widely advertised experimental service drew more than 120 people. This is SRN News. A group of congressional lawmakers from Ohio is lobbying to relocate NASA's headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Cleveland.
The lawmakers argued in a letter Tuesday to Vice President Vance, who was from Ohio, and Jared Isaacman, President Trump's pick to lead NASA, that moving the space agency HQ would serve as a, quote, significant opportunity to enhance effectiveness, efficiency, and fiscal responsibility. In their letter, the Ohio lawmakers justified moving the NASA headquarters to the Buckeye State, arguing it would save taxpayers money and, quote, it aligns with broader efforts to decentralize federal agencies and reinvigorate regions outside the Beltway. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Parts of fire-ravaged Los Angeles County are now under evacuation orders. There are fears that torrential rains could unleash mudslides and dangerous debris flows. There is a particular concern for areas devastated by the Palisades fire. People in the burn areas being urged to remain vigilant. More details at SRNNews.com.